Are you looking to blaze the trail and build or expand your business empire? Welcome to She's Building Her Empire, a place of motivation, inspiration, and innovative business strategies to help increase your income and, more importantly, your impact. Follow your purpose while building your empire with your host and business coach, Stacey Tuschel. Welcome to episode number 178 of She's Building Her Empire podcast. I'm Stacey Tuschel, and we are on day two of the Launched in 90 Days Challenge. If you haven't heard day one yet, don't worry. You can actually pause this and go back to yesterday's podcast. But these are also standalone training, so you can stick around, listen to day two, and then go back to day one. Now, as part of the challenge week, I am going to be hopping on Facebook Live every single day at 12 noon Central and then uploading the recordings right after. So if you haven't signed up for the challenge yet, it's a bit.ly link. You can go to bit.ly/her launch and then make sure to join us tomorrow at noon Central. So let's hop on over to today's recording. Hey there, and welcome to day two of our free 5-day challenge launched in 90 days. Super excited to have you back for day two. If you're just catching us for the first time, that's okay. These are standalone trainings, which means you can listen to just day two and take away value and not have to worry about missing the days prior. I would, however, encourage you to jump back on day one and follow up with that as well. All right. So welcome. I'm Stacey Tuschel from She's Building Her Empire. We are just really getting started this week with our 5-day challenge. And yesterday, we had a really, really great day. I'm so excited that you guys are so excited about doing this. I can't believe how many people are inside of the Facebook group, She's Building Her Empire, posting, the people that are just really being really real and vulnerable and sharing everything that they're looking for to get out of this next launch, right? And, you know, this is such a good thing that I want to make sure I touch on right away is making sure you understand what I mean by launch. Probably should have specified that on day one, but some of you had such great questions and I realized, okay, let's just talk about this for a minute. I did see some people have annual goals, right? Annual revenue goals, or some people saying, I want to do this in the next 6 months. So what I mean by a launch, think about it as like a special event, a special promotion, right? All of a sudden you go into the store and there's a big sale or something like that, but we're taking it to the online space. So what I mean by that is actually having this big promotion where you have this short window, the short period of time where people are going to buy. So if you did an annual revenue goal, that's completely fine. But what I would encourage you to do, this whole challenge, the point of it is to figure out what can we actually come up with and launch? What kind of special promotion can you do to serve your audience, okay? Now, that said, when you have that launch, you're probably going to only have your, what we call the cart open, right? Where we actually are accepting sales for a week, 2 weeks. The longest launch that I've actually seen is somebody who did a 30-day launch, okay? Launches can be very draining, so you have to be very careful. Now, it's not like we're shutting our doors and we're not taking any more business, but just that specific sale or promotion has ended, which makes people feel that sense of urgency to hurry and buy now, okay? So that's the whole idea of a launch. So some of you might want to go back and just make sure that you revisit your day one goals and figure out, okay, is this really what I was picturing? Is this really what I was doing? Okay. Hello, you guys. Thank you so much for jumping on live. I appreciate you being here. So we had a couple really great questions too from yesterday that I wanted to make sure I could talk about because, you know, typing really quickly back to you, there's so much more that I could give you if I can actually say it versus typing it out. So there's a couple things that I wanted to specify specifically. All right. So one was from Kate Tennis. So Kate basically said, what is a realistic launch goal? Where should she be aiming? And then there was a few of you that also said, you know, there's some really big goals out there and I really just want to hit $500. And I know that's not that big or this scary number, but for some people that number is really exciting. And here's the thing, if you've never launched before, if you've never sold anything online, $500 is a big deal. To know that somebody or many people wanted to purchase whatever it is you have for sale is a big deal. I mean, I have a $47, just like a little baby offer. And every time somebody buys that for $47, I get so excited because it's just validation, right? It's validation that yes, you have something incredible to teach and somebody actually wants it. So I don't think you should feel bad about having this $500 goal or $200 goal. Whatever it is for you, I just want you to go all in and not, you know, undervalue what you have to offer. So somebody I did say yes, yesterday, I think this is too low because she had picked, you know, how much it was going to be. And I think her length was like 6 to 12 months. And I said, listen, this product sounds so incredible. I don't think this is I don't want to say realistic, but I think she was kind of undervaluing her services. And I think she could go a little higher. Okay. But I'm not here to push you to a place that you don't want to be. If you're just honestly looking for an extra $10,000 a year, just for a little extra money to go on vacations or do something like that, then great. I do not want you to have my goals. That's why we did your goals. So don't get frustrated or nervous when you see somebody write down $70,000 and you're going, oh my goodness, do I really write 250 because I feel like that's so small? No, if that is what you want to do, then that is what you should do, okay? So thank you guys so much. I really appreciate you putting yourself out there, sharing those numbers because it is scary, right? It's scary to put it out there and go, what will people think? What will people say? So you all did so great. If you haven't posted day one yet, still go in there and post day one. There will be people posting day one all week long. So please make sure to post it, even if you haven't done so already, okay? Another thing, oh, I kind of answered this. Suzanne had said, like, is this a quarter? Is this a month? So for me specifically, when I do launches, I would say I launch at least something, one thing every 90 days, every quarter. I do 90-day goals. So for me, when I have a 90-day goal, there's probably a launch in there somewhere, right? So I like to do it on a quarterly basis, but that doesn't mean you couldn't be launching something more often. So I actually was talking with a coaching client yesterday who happens to be participating in the challenge, and they have a clothing boutique, right? So for them, I said, you could probably be doing challenges, you know, every single month because they can switch up their challenge. If I were to do this exact same challenge every couple weeks, people would start to get sick of it, right? I'd have to switch it up. So, you know, you can do as many as you want. You have to just be careful when people say like, don't burn out your list. You're not going to burn out your list if you're giving great value and it's something that they can constantly be using. So that's really what matters here. So if you want to do this once a month or once a quarter, you go for it. No one is going to tell you that you can't do it that often, but you need to figure out what's a great fit for you and then what's a great fit for your audience as well. Okay. All right, perfect. Yeah, Genevieve, I have been doing 90-day goals now for probably a year or two, and I have just seen such a tremendous growth in my goals, okay? And even if I don't hit my goals all of the time, I'm stretching myself enough where I'm still going, oh my goodness, I can't believe what we just accomplished in these last 90 days, okay? Great. So this was another comment. Mickey said, I have no email list. Oh, and she's on here right now. So no email list. She's been really, you know, building up her platforms, whether it was like a social media platform, Facebook Lives, all of that. Now, here's what I want to tell you. Yes, you absolutely want to build up your platforms, but the number one thing you'll hear everybody say is you have to build an email list, okay? Because at any point in time, Facebook could completely change the name of the game here, right? And all of a sudden we're going, how do I communicate? How do I do this? What should I do next? Or some of these platforms completely just disappear. You know, I mean, could you imagine if you were building MySpace up and then all of a sudden Facebook comes along? You just have to be very careful that you're not putting your eggs in the, I don't want to say the wrong basket, but yeah, sometimes you have to be very careful where you're doing it, okay? So I would absolutely recommend I always recommend ConvertKit. It's probably one of the cheapest ones that is still pretty good quality, but there are things like MailChimp that's free, things like that. But there will come a time, especially if you're having this, if you have big dreams for a big launch, you're going to want to get a good email provider, okay? So check out MailChimp and check out ConvertKit. Those are probably the ones that I'd recommend, okay? All right. So I'm so glad you asked that. And then Stacey Smith said that she was going to do a soft launch. Okay. And I 100% agree with something like that. And I know when I said, I'm like, oh, I'm going to talk about this. She probably thought, oh no, what, like, did I say something? Here's what I like. So Soft launch is great, but I honestly, the word soft launch kind of scares me because it makes me feel like you're not putting your all into it, right? Like you're not full force because we're just doing a soft launch. So maybe change the wording of that. All right. Maybe like when I usually do a launch for the first time, we will have some sort of like beta testing price point, or we'll actually call it like a founder's member, like a founder's price point, something where it's a reason to jump in. I would rather see you do that than call it a soft launch and have it be, and not that it's going to be small, but I just want you to put everything into it because I don't want you to be disappointed if people don't buy. You know, it's kind of like one of those things where people are treating their business like a hobby and they're wondering, why isn't this business taking off? If you treat it like a real business, it will take off. Just like that with the soft launches, I was going, ooh, I just hope she doesn't treat it like a soft launch, right? I still want her to put everything into it, even though you know it's your first one. You're going to have a lot of, you know, trial and error, and that's completely fine. So, Stacey, I hope that helped you a little bit with that. But yeah, you absolutely, I, you know, had come out my first launch ever. I came out and did something where I did have kind of like a founder's a price point or a specific discount just to get people excited about it. So I think that is going to be really helpful for you as well. Okay. And then I think those are the only ones I wanted to touch on today. I already have ideas written down for day two because you guys are just cruising through this, which is great. And like I said, I'm excited to really see what you're putting out there and what you're excited about. And then kind of what are those fears too for day two? So let's dive into what is day two about specifically, okay? So here is what I want you to do today, all right? And I want to be clear about this because yes, you will hear me say things like five figures, six figures. I have a seven-figure business, right? I'm saying numbers like that. My signature program is called the Profit Mastermind. But understand, and I'm very passionate about actually making a profit in your business because I work with a lot of people that don't pay themselves. And they actually have a side business just so that they have a real business or a real job so that they can fund their business. I truly believe that, especially the people that I'm working with, you know, I grow so fond of the people. We become friends and I'm watching them. I'm going, what are you doing? Like this, you should be getting paid for this. You're giving so much value and so much time and your energy. There's nothing wrong with profiting. You know, if you're going to be in business, you should be profiting. So yes, I'm passionate about making an income, but I'm even more passionate about making an impact because being an entrepreneur can be really hard, really difficult at times, right? You wake up some mornings and you're going, why am I even doing this? How do I keep going? You know, you get a million nice things to say about you. And then one person writes one email and you're going, I can't stop thinking about what she said, right? So I want you to know that it has to be more than just the income. We really truly need to figure out what is the impact that we want to make, okay? So I want you today to be thinking about that. What is the deeper, why are you doing this? And you know, even just this week, yesterday and the day before, somebody had sent me, Lindsay, if you're watching, Lindsay had sent me, oh, I actually have her here. I need to be wearing this. I'm going to wear this week because it's so cute. So Lindsay had sent me the nicest thank you card, which honestly, a card, you guys, is more than enough. Like when you send a card and you share your thoughts, like that is what tell people keep doing what you're doing. So she sent me this card and she also came to my live event. So it's just about that. And she sent me this necklace. I don't know if you can even see this. And it has the like, oh, I'm the wrong way. It's SBHE. So she's building her empire. How incredible for somebody to send this to me. And I'm going, this is not that like a gift, but this is why I'm doing this. For people to go, oh my goodness, thank you for doing this, right? You want to have that feeling. You want to wake up and know that you're impacting people. When somebody tells me that they've had a business for several years and have never paid themselves before, I am on a mission to help them, help their family, help the people that they're serving, right? I want you to figure out what is that mission for you. And, you know, I want to tell you, so I have two businesses. I have a brick and mortar and an online business. And both businesses, I actually started for free, not charging, because I loved it so much. So my first business, I started teaching dance classes in my parents' backyard when I was 18. didn't charge. I did it for 3 years without charging. Well, year three came along and all of a sudden I had 100 dancers coming to my parents' backyard. I was about to graduate school and I was going, okay, maybe I could do this, right? So it organically turned into a business. I had no intention of it turning into a business. I just loved it so much. Same thing with my online business. You know, I have a very successful dance studio and I've had it for 15 years and people are going, how are you doing this? How are you still having a life? How are you having kids and doing all these other things? And I started to teach for free. I would go to Panera Bread with somebody or Starbucks, or they'd come to my house and I'd show them my Google Calendar setup. Somebody had asked me to do something online with Skype and I was doing all of this for free, right? Because when you truly love what you do, you start to serve and not sell, and people will come back. When I first started my studio, my parents' backyard, I had 17 kids the first year, and 3 years later, we had 100. There was no marketing. I didn't even try to get more kids. It was just, I was doing what I was doing and they were loving it and sharing it with their friends. So I really want you to be thinking about that. Yes, income is great to have those goals, but at the same time, we need to know about what else is fueling us, okay? So with that said, that is the big task today, is really taking a moment, you know, looking inside, and then also listing down the fears that are possibly holding you back. And, you know, somebody wrote in there, oh, and I should have wrote it down. Somebody wrote this really great quote about fears and why they shouldn't hold you back. Go scroll through and try to find that. It was really good. And I do want you to be pushing through it, but we also need to recognize what is holding us back so that we can push past it, right? Because if you keep kind of pushing it aside, we're not going to work through it. And we're going to have blocks that are going to stop us from being as amazing as everybody is in this group. So I do want you to be looking at that and figuring out, what is it? What do I need to do? And then what will make you feel abundant, right? So, you know, getting letters like that is amazing, but I have no control of getting letters like that, right? All I can do is focus on serving and helping, and those things follow, okay? Another thing too is, you know, what else will make you feel abundant? You know, increasing your list size. So let's say you have a launch coming up and you're going, I'm going to hit 10,000, and you have three people that buy and you bring in, let's say, $100, and you're upset, you're sad. Okay, but listen, you have to ask yourself, did it increase my list? Did it help me practice my Facebook Lives or get out there in front of an audience? Did I actually help somebody? You know, did you get any emails or Facebook messages saying, thank you so much, like this was a breakthrough, this is exactly what I needed? I've heard so many people, you've probably seen in the Facebook group, that said, like, this was a sign. I was supposed to be in this challenge. This is what I needed. When I get comments like that, it just reassures me, I need to be doing this. I need to be helping other people. I want you to be thinking the same thing. Okay, so that appreciation, engagement, activity, all of that. Are you making a difference, right? So all of those things are going to be things that are going to help push through when it gets hard, okay? And then the big one too, number three, who is somebody that can help you through this, support you through this? I had a lot of people say, you know, my husband, my mom, people like that. That is great. And trust me, I would not be able to do this if my husband wasn't supportive or if I didn't have an amazing family. But I also want you to be thinking about possibly finding somebody in the entrepreneurial space. That's why I always encourage you, go find an accountability partner. If you haven't already, we're actually going to make a post in the Facebook group, because I would love for you to find an accountability partner. How many people in here, just in curious, have an accountability partner? You can say yes, you can shout out their name. I just kind of want to know, write yes or no, just so I know how many people are going through this with somebody, okay? Now, the reason I want you to use an accountability partner is because somebody put in the group and said, sometimes I have these big goals and then my husband or my mom, they start to get skeptical because I don't hit them. And then they're afraid to tell them their next big goal because they're going, well, you said that last time and it didn't happen, okay? Now, my husband is very supportive, but he's not in this space, okay? He's an employee. So it's very different for him sometimes to understand when I come home and I'm going, like, I just came home from a mastermind retreat this weekend and I come home with these huge ideas. And I actually know that I'm only going to share some of that with him because I'm probably going to scare him a little bit. And he's going to go, okay, like he just doesn't get it sometimes. And that's okay. You can still be supportive, but not understand exactly what we're doing, right? So I think it's great that you have somebody supportive in your family, in your household, but I also want you to find somebody that's supportive that's in this space. So when you have this crazy big idea, they're going to get inspired. They're not going to be skeptical. Does that make sense? I hope so. All right, so I wanna make sure if there's any questions that you have, please post them in the group. I am gonna flip just to my actual Facebook feed because last time my comment stopped coming and all of a sudden it looked like it stopped again. And I wanna make sure that I can see the video if there's anything else coming through. But I'm so excited for you guys. Honestly, you've been doing so incredible in this challenge and I can't wait. I mean, it's going to get better and better. Tomorrow is going to be, you might think like some of these are just kind of fluff or do I really need to do this? Tomorrow is going to be really strategy. So I can't wait for you to dive in deep tomorrow as well. All right. So I'm on here. I'm seeing, okay, cool. For some reason, my comments stop partially like through this. So I'm getting some, but not a lot of this ones. Okay. So Suzanne just said, we have a small group. If anybody wants to join us, they can. Yeah, that's a really good point. You do not need to just have one person in your group. You just want to make sure it's not so big that all of a sudden somebody can slip through the cracks, because having an accountability partner is going, hey, Jill, did you do your work today? I would love to share with you, right? Like, hey, how's day two coming? And then all of a sudden Jill feels like, oh, I should probably send that over. I haven't sent it in. Whereas when you don't have an accountability partner and you don't do day two, all of a sudden what happens? You're like, I didn't do day two and it's day three and I'm kind of busy and nobody really notices and okay, I'm just going to not do it. And then you just stop. You know, you sign up for this challenge for a reason. I want to help you finish it. I want to help you get through every single day. Okay. So it's statistics. Day one will be the highest for numbers and enrollment. And then day two will get a little less and a little less and a little less. So don't let you turn into one of those statistics. Okay. Good, Suzanne. No, that's great. I love that you're sharing that out there. So yeah, definitely reach out, you guys. Cool. We have some people already messaging each other in here. Yeah, I would love, love, love to see you guys get somebody. And even if you're going, hey, listen, my husband is in this entrepreneur space. Maybe just work through this with him at night. That's completely fine. Or if you know somebody that you think this actually would be perfect for them, have them join. It's only day two. People are still posting day one in the group. So you absolutely could have somebody jump in and still get all of this as well. All right. Reminder that everybody should be getting this in an email in the morning. And if you're not getting it in an email, probably check your either your spam promotions. Just look for our email. It's info@stacytushel.com. That's where it's coming from. And then you're also going to see it inside of the Facebook group as well. And then in the evenings, we post in the file section on Facebook. In the group, She's Building Her Empire. In the file section, we'll have a recap of every single day as that day happens specifically. So what's so crazy is for some reason, I use Ecamm Live for this. My comments on Ecamm are strictly like the flowers, the hearts, the thumbs. But then if I'm on Facebook, I can actually see people posting. So I apologize if I miss anybody's comments. Please repost it now. I can see them or I can come back later and check it out. Yeah. Oh, perfect. Okay. So Marla's looking for somebody. Kelly just signed up. Amazing. Great. You guys, I'm excited. Any other questions before we go? I want to make sure I got all of my notes and everything for today as well. I think I covered pretty much everything. Make sure that you know, if you are looking to get in our contest for this week, we're going to be doing our prize wheel on Friday. So I will be picking people that have posted in the days. So if you happen to post day one or day two, you're going to be entered in a chance to win and spin that prize wheel. And the biggest prize on there is our She's Building Her Empire Academy. That's valued at $1,000. Okay. So definitely be posting because somebody will win that. Okay. Okay. The replays. So you want to go on my fan page to find the replays, which you probably are on there now, or you're in the group watching. So go on my fan page, Stacy Tushel, and just search my videos and I hashtag them day one and day two. So we have a video every day at noon central, and that is going to help you do it. Yeah. The Facebook group is probably really hard, to keep up with because I mean, you guys, I can't even keep up. I'm posting. I'm like, yes, I got all the comments done. And then I just refresh and there's like six more that come in. So it's probably hard to find it there. I would go to my fan page. It will be a lot and just hit videos. It'll be a lot less congested for sure. Yes. Okay, cool. Oh, thank you, Megan. Thanks, Dina. Okay, great. Yeah, Jamie Joe, I'm so excited. The prize wheel was so fun last time, and I'm going to put some really cool stuff on there. And I've got some new stuff that you guys haven't seen yet that we'll be adding there as well. Great. All right, anything else before we go? I think we're pretty much set. We're ready to start posting in the group. Some people already started doing it this morning. I would love, love, love for you to go in there and just shout it out, but then go find that accountability partner and make sure you're messaging each other as well, okay? Oh, perfect. Okay. So Megan just said, yeah, click on videos and you'll find it there too. Okay, perfect. Thank you guys. All right, ladies, have a great rest of your day. I will see you back here tomorrow, noon central. And if you haven't, if you're going, oh, I wish I was doing this, you can still do it. So go to bit.ly/herlaunch. It's in the actual description above. That will take you to it and you'll get all of the information for days 1 and 2. Okay. All right, ladies, have a great day. I will see you very, very soon. And great job. Just great job so far. I'm so excited that you're here. Okay. Bye, everyone. We appreciate you joining us for this episode of She's Building Her Empire. Be sure to join the free Facebook community at shesbuildingherempire.club. For more free content, videos, and rock solid business advice to build your purposeful business and take it to the next level, please visit shesbuildingherempire.com. We look forward to helping you build your empire, create an everlasting impact, and live the life of your dreams. Until next time.